Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
We are back for another month. We have a special guest today. So should we get right into it?
Get into it.
Yeah. Let's do it. Well, first I want to just tell you a little bit about what we're going to be talking about. Content creation, podcasting, staying true to yourself, building confidence, embracing authenticity, and of course, being the ultimate girl's girl.
I know all about that.
Yes, Steve does. Today, we're joined by a true girl's girl, a confidence coach, content creator, a podcaster, the voice behind For the Girls podcast. With over 2 million plus downloads, she's built her community by staying true to herself, keeping it real, and always showing up for the girls. Please welcome Victoria Percivali.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. That
intro.
I don't even need to say anything else. You got it all.
What did the Gen Z put? What did they say? Clock it.
Oh, clock it.
Clock it. Wow, that was my first time I ever did that.
Is that right?
I keep seeing that, but like I haven't committed to doing it.
Are you Gen Z?
No, I'm 30.
You're 30. Okay. Oh, so
1995.
Well, you look young. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You look great.
Thanks, guys.
But what is the cutoff for Gen Z?
Is it not like when 2000 starts?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm an older millennial.
Well, 85. You're like almost.
Well, I'm definitely a millennial.
Gen X. Sorry, Steve.
but I don't know if it goes like that. Is it like if you're in the 90s, like you made it to the millennials, and then 2000s is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think 90 is like the last or,
Well.
It's not 91. I don't think 91, 92.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We should probably look it up.
Chat GPT it. Pull it up.
Put it in the show notes.
Yeah, exactly. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
But tell us a little about yourself and how you got into podcasting.
Well, you nailed everything. I am the host of For the Girls podcast. I am a confidence coach, mentor for women in general. And My story goes way back, and I feel like everything about my entrepreneurial journey, just my business journey in general, has like one thing led to another. I originally started as like a fashion blogger back when it was blogging. Like you had a blog, you had a website. Like that's how it was. I was always a writer, public speaking. Like that was always my thing. I studied that in college and whatnot. And so I started with the blogging.
Right.
And then that led to, you know, social media as social media started to grow, Instagram and whatnot. And I remember when this is like pre TikTok and video, it was mostly just photo. So everything I did was written and writing, and I would have captions like this and blogs like this.
Right.
And then Instagram started with like stories and IGTV and whatnot, which doesn't even exist anymore, IGTV.
Mm-hmm. And I know. Remember that?
Yeah. And so I started talking more and being more myself. And that made me transition out of like the fashion so much and more into just like speaking what's on my mind. And so one thing always leads to another. And then that led to I was doing business coaching. But every time I was coaching anybody, whether it was social media, training on how to make content, how to grow on social media, like my answer to everything was always like confidence and self-esteem, because most of people's fears have nothing to do with anything other than just like a lack of self-esteem. So that was always what I was really teaching. And then after years of doing that, I'm like, why am I even like this at the forefront of everything? My stuff is all mindset and mental and whatnot. And so I really transitioned out of everything surface between fashion and beauty and business. And I really went all in on the podcast for the girls. And from doing the podcast, my listeners were always DMing me for like advice and help me with this and help me with that, which led to doing that coaching. So really one thing led to another. And then TikTok came out and I started doing that, which led me to a whole new group of girls because they didn't even know me from Instagram, you know? So everything was a very seamless transition for me.
Yeah. No, I love that because I actually found you on TikTok, and it was when I was going through like a low point in my life when I found you. I think it was like before I'd met him and I was just down and out in myself. I wasn't confident, and I had listened to one of your podcasts and I was like, ooh, she really has it going on. Like, no, it made me feel better. And then I started following you and I was like, this girl is awesome. So I know you talk about in a couple of your podcasts, like finding your 2.0 self. Like, explain what that is.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's not the most literal thing. Sometimes people are like, I need to change everything about me to be the 2.0 me. It's not necessarily that. It's essentially who you think that it is. It's like you just being the dream version of yourself because you deserve to be. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people sell themselves short, think like, she could have that because she has X, Y, Z. I have to settle for this. And essentially, my thing is always just about not settling.
Right.
And so whatever, whoever your 2.0 self is mm-hmm. on your own terms, that's my goal, is to help you get there. When I work with my clients, I always say, like, I want you to feel like you're that person by mm-hmm. the end of this, you know, program, by the end of our time working together. And one of the questions that I always ask my clients, and I have it, I also have like a digital program and a workbook.
Oh, nice.
It's always,
yes, I saw that.
It's always
on your website, right?
Yeah. It always goes back to like you knowing that only you can validate yourself. And when right. I ask my clients on like a session, I'll like try to like get you, I'm like, who, like, where did, what's the true way for you to validate yourself? Like, who could really validate mm-hmm. you? And they're like, you? I'm like, no.
You're like, no, yourself.
No, like, that's the whole thing. Like, the, yeah. it's kind of a trick question. I'm like, you. I cannot tell you who your 2.0 self is. I don't right. think it has to do with a certain dollar amount that you make or a certain career choice or a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, nor do I even care. Like, I had to figure out who that was for me and step into that.
Right.
And then now I teach that on to you.
No, I love that. So when did you start the coaching sessions?
Well,
how long have you been doing it?
2021.
Oh, really?
Which is, it's crazy because I really started it when I started the podcast. So I launched mm-hmm. For the Girls. I originally launched For the Girls in 2020 as an IGTV series.
Oh, okay.
So it was like 10-minute episodes. Yeah. I had a friend doing it with me and it was only on Instagram. But then I was like, oh my God, like I'm so in on
right.
this. Like it felt
well, there
like,
was a lot of women yeah. like following you that needed help and advice.
And it was COVID. Can I say
yes.
the C word on here?
Yeah.
It was COVID. And it was like everyone yeah. was like so locked in on their mm-hmm. phones. And I was like, yeah. I'm going to take this opportunity to turn this into a real thing. And
right.
so that's when I made it officially a podcast. And it was really, I had done the business coaching for years beforehand. So I already had that like skill, I guess, if you will, of like mm-hmm. mentorship, but the inner work, that mindset stuff, the confidence, the self-esteem, that's what really resonated with me. And I mean, this show and you and everything we just said is all about being true to yourself and unapologetically yourself. And
right.
for me, part of that is being able to say, I'm not doing this anymore because I don't love this anymore. This is not fun for me. So I stopped to doing the business. And that's when I started through the podcast and then just shifting gears ultimately. I was like, all right, I'm going to start working with my listeners who turn, you know, clients.
Yeah. No, and I love that because you're like really good with talking into the camera and like I'll be scrolling and then you're like, listen up, here's
yeah.
four
She's
red
very
flags.
Confident.
Yes,
yeah.
And I love that. And I think a lot of people who want to get into content creation or want to get into podcasting, they'll always come to me and ask like, well, I feel uncomfortable doing this. Like, what's one tip you could give to the listeners? Like, if they feel like they want to do something like that, like, what would you say to them?
How much time you got?
Yeah.
Well, no.
We got a whole hour.
I have my real tried and true saying that, like, I've said this on every podcast interview I've ever done. It's just, like, my thing is confidence is a byproduct of action. You do not get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
So it's like, how are you going to get confident? How are you going to get confident first? You didn't even do the thing yet. Like, mm-hmm. I look back on my stuff from, I started fashion blogging in 2015, and that Instagram still exists. I had like a different Instagram.
Oh, really?
And I can't even delete it because
Wait,
I don't know the
you
password.
Can't? Oh, no.
No, because I've been like out of it for so many years. I stopped doing it.
Can you give it out?
No, it was I can because it's like it's part of the journey, even though it's super embarrassing. And like the last post on there is me being like, follow my personal page because this page sucks. I'm like, I'm not getting anywhere with this page because I feel like back then it was like everyone had their personal page
right.
and then you tried to have like your business page.
Yes.
And it was like.
But I feel like it shows your growth because
that's
why
I
keep my old. Like,
you're on your 2.0 photo. Self now.
Exactly. And I'm like,
that
well,
was like
look
0.1
at my,
me.
Yeah.
That,
right.
that was tragic. But yeah, so it's, where was I going with this? Why was I bringing up my embarrassing old Instagram?
Oh, to give people
the confidence thing.
Yeah.
I look back on that and mm-hmm. it's like this, like the proof, like the time capsule, like those embarrassing moments like have to happen in order for you to get there. I had to wear ridiculous outfits. I had to have these stupid captions. Like I had to do that stuff to go through the trial and error, to fail, to do all those things. To know, like, what actually does work. Like, I think people want to skip over parts that it's like, it's not possible. Like, yep. You're not just going to start good and you're not going to be successful on your first try. Like, you quite literally have to fail. That's another thing that I always say is mm-hmm. failure is part of the process. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's actually an important part of the process. I would never try to coach someone or teach someone like to get away from the failure. I'd be like, go through it. Fail, suck, do what you got to do, because that's how you learn. Yep. You're not. How, mm-hmm. What are you learning if you're just like, win? Like, there's nothing to learn from that. So. Right. For me, everything that I've learned throughout this journey, quite frankly, I taught myself. I always say, like, I didn't really look to someone to guide me mm-hmm. the way that a lot of people look to someone to guide them. I'm like, I taught myself. And I also right. think that that has a lot to do with someone's success as well, is like, you just have to look inward more, stop looking yeah. to everybody mm-hmm. else, and yep. just focus on yourself. And
yeah, no, I really like that, because there's a lot of times you can get discouraged by looking at other people's profiles, yeah. others' Instagrams.
Well, the problem is social media is all comparison about, you well, know, yeah. you see other people having a good time and they're hanging out with all their mm-hmm. friends and they're going on vacation, whatever the case may be. And then right. you start comparing yourself to them. Same thing, you know, with podcasting. Oh, they're doing it so well. She's so confident talking into the screen.
Right.
You know, you got to go through it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But even podcasting, because I do Flashback Friday. So every Friday, mm-hmm. I like re-upload an old episode. And
oh, I like that idea. Smart.
Clock that. Clock it. Right. Yeah. And like when I listen back to the old episodes, mm-hmm. which aren't even that old, because they're the latest ones go back to 2021. So it's, you know, 4 years old or so. Sometimes, first of all, like my mic, my first few episodes, it's like you couldn't even hear me. Right. I sounded no, like I was know. Like miles away. But people yeah. were tuning in and people were
yeah,
listening.
They're listening.
And it's real. Like, yeah. Yeah,
and I
yeah.
like I didn't want to spend a lot of money on a mic. Like I wasn't sure how this, like, so right. I was just literally talking into my computer microphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
no,
the iChat computer microphone. So it was
they
like,
want to listen to what you say.
Yeah.
Right. But the point is like, even then, like, mm-hmm. even then, I was still making the mistakes. I still had to level up. I still had to learn. You have to invest in yourself. You have to get the microphone. And then the other thing is, like, sometimes I'm, like, I'm re-uploading the episode, but I'll edit out something I said. Because I'm, like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever said. So, right, like, right. you know, it's,
no,
like.
No, I totally
but,
get
but
that.
But yet I built a successful business while doing those things. Mm-hmm. So, you know. You got to go point
you
A to point
You kind of have to
B.
learn, yeah. like, yourself.
Yep.
By exactly. trial and error.
Exactly.
So.
And if it's not for you, it's not for you.
You know, exactly, you could try.
Exactly. Yeah, people also you know, have like, to like accept if something it. Is not yeah, like exactly. for them too.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so when I was doing research, because I research all my guests, you appeared in MTV's reality show X on the Beach yeah. in 2018. You need to tell me what that was like.
Okay. Well, I also like to put on the record that it was filmed in 2017. Okay. So you actually saw it much later than it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't aired until 2018.
Context matters. Because okay. I was.
You were also blonde.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. That was scary. Trial and error, right?
Everyone went through a blonde phase, including
me. We wanted so bad. Why?
I was so
and
blonde.
And now I'm like obsessed with just like.
Me too.
I haven't dyed my hair.
Same.
This, yours probably is yep. natural too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and I'm obsessed. I'm
no,
like,
I was so blonde. I met him when I was blonde, remember?
Yeah.
Wow, you got a man with blonde hair.
I did.
Men didn't like me with blonde hair.
Really?
No, I don't. I don't think I liked myself with blonde hair, but I like wanted to so bad. It looked really good when I was like straight out of the salon.
Right.
But then
right.
after that, yeah. like
then it got yeah. like orange.
Yeah.
And like you would show and up like
roots,
carrot top.
And the roots. And I don't even know how to do yeah. my hair. I had a bob. My hair was up to my ears, and it's like you have
yeah,
to know how
was,
to style mm-hmm. that. Yeah, you have
it
to have
so
short hair.
It was so brittle from blonde being blonde. You were like, this is all I have.
Yeah,
like,
and I would have the hair up to here and then the extensions down to here.
Oh
and I'm
God.
Like, what is yep. no. Okay. So anyway, don't look up those photos, you guys. But yeah, so that was filmed in 2017. I just graduated college.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like was
Where'd
straight,
you go to college?
Mount St. Mary.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In New York, like up not all the way upstate, but like
right, right.
more upstate than where I'm from. And yeah, I had just graduated college and I just got like my yeah. job out of college. And I got like an email from, and I thought it was like fake.
Right.
Because I just got an email being like, we see you on Instagram. Because,
oh, really?
Like,
oh. Was it a producer?
It was like a casting person.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, again, this is the era of like fashion blogging. Mm-hmm. So, like, and yes, there were people that were really big, like that had like, you know, a million followers and whatever.
Right.
If even, whatever was considered big at the time. But they were very rare. So, like, to see like the younger girls who are like, just starting to do it, just gaining a little bit of followers, like that was a big deal. Like
right.
you were like, okay, they for the people casting and whatnot, they were trying to hop on that right. opportunity. This was like also the time yeah. where like the people that were going on The Bachelor were now becoming like the Insta girls. Oh, yes, you know, yes. like it was that like season.
Just starting.
JoJo Fletcher, mm-hmm. Caitlin JoJo. Bristow, like they were yes. starting to become it. That wasn't a thing.
No,
before
it wasn't.
That.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that era.
Okay.
So I think they were really looking for like the next best like social media
right,
people.
Right.
So yeah, I got an email and I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm broke. Why not? I'm like dying to make it on Instagram. Yeah. Like so I you know.
Did you have to audition?
It. Yeah, and also let me also clarify, okay. this audition and email process started in 2016.
Oh,
because
wow.
I literally graduated college, got the job, and then 2016, like that summer, is when I got like the email, and then right. like I gave them my phone number, and then I was like on the city bus on the way home from work, and I got a call from a California number, and I'm like,
oh wow,
Hollywood is calling. this is my break.
Yeah.
And that summer of 2016 is when they were like, can you come to LA on Friday?
Oh wow.
Like it was like two like wow. 48 hours later, they were like, so you know,
they
flew me out to audition me.
Oh, this really? Is still,
they needed like an yeah. in-person okay. audition. So I did that, and then I never heard from them for, like, a super long time. So I was yeah. like, all right, I didn't get it. And then 2017, yeah. they were like, you got it. I'm like,
wait, really?
I was like, really?
Wait, did you know what you were crazy. Auditioning for? Did you know it was, like, an X
no,
on the beach?
No, it was – they just kept calling it, like, an untitled project. And okay. they were like, we're starting a brand new show. We don't really know the name yet, uh-huh. like, blah, blah, blah. So I had literally no idea.
Oh, you had no idea.
No idea. I didn't have management. I had no one, like, nothing. And this is actually the crazy part is that, you know, I – like I said, a year later, 2017, they're like, all right, you got it. Like, we're flying you out to Hawaii, like, next week. It was, like, super quick.
Oh, wow.
right. They don't really give you time to, like, tell people and stuff. They want yeah, you to yeah, just, like, okay, you're just, in yep. it. Are you coming or not? And you go. So I went, and when I was there, and I, like, you know, started filming and whatever, I'm like, all these people are, like, famous except for me.
Oh, wow.
I
oh.
was like, all these people are from yeah. The Bachelor
oh,
and
really?
From wow. The Challenge and from all these shows. Yep. And I'm like, how the fuck did I get here?
Because they
I
was wanted so, you.
It was the weirdest thing. It was literally me and one other guy that mm-hmm. were not, like, from
like
a show. And everybody else was, yeah, from a TV
was
show.
From a TV show.
Yeah. It wow. was, like, the weirdest thing. I was like, okay.
okay.
Wait, it was so, clearly meant to be, but yeah. it was weird that it was because I was like, what route are we going here? Influencers, reality people? And they were like, well, we were trying to do like a full reality cast, but they really wanted you to do it.
Oh, so nice.
Like,
okay. That's awesome.
Wait, so did they reach out to your ex? Like, how did that?
Yeah,
what's
okay.
That?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I've always wanted to know this because yeah. I used to watch this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
So, like, I remember the name. I don't know.
You know what's such a shame yeah. is that that show had potential to like still be going on, but they like... they just ruin everything. Like, just stop ruining shows. Like, it
wait,
been,
why do you say that?
Because, like, they should have just kept it the way that it was.
Okay.
Like, the way, like, my yeah. season, like, had so much potential. But then they kept recycling people and bringing people back who
and
already knew the
it.
Concept of the show. And, yeah. like, having people who were on my season, on the next season, and then people from season two on season three. And mm-hmm. it's like,
yeah.
this is so
it
stupid.
Ruins
like,
it.
They had so much potential to, like, make people think they were going on one show and then twisting it to the other. And the whole thing with the ex is, like, it actually does work out because while auditioning, they ask you for a bunch of references.
Okay.
They were like, give us, like, 3 to 5 family friend and 3 to 5, like, guys.
Oh,
dated,
really?
Hooked up with, whatever. Because
oh.
they're like, we want to know from
wow.
all ends of the spectrum.
See, I always
about
wondered
you.
Why.
Yeah.
I mean, how they did
so
that.
So I gave them everybody. I gave them my cousin, my friends. I gave them a bunch of people. And then I gave them like 3 or 4 guys.
Guys, yeah.
And they called like everybody pretty much. And they called all those guys.
To see who would be willing to do it.
And what was funny was, so let's say they called 3 or 4 guys.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 out of the 4, leaving 1 remaining, all had kind of said good things about me and that like they like would still, you know, maybe
right,
like
right,
whatever.
Right.
And then that one was like, she screwed me over.
Oh, no.
And like,
and he's the one that came
and
on.
And they're like, we got him.
Oh. We got him.
We got him.
Yep.
So I'm like, of fucking course.
Now
I knew yeah. now at that point, once he came, I'm like, oh, they're setting me up.
Oh, wow. Shit. So did you know, because I've watched the show before, like, doesn't the ex come out of the water?
Right? So they film that, but okay. that's we don't watch them like submerge from like the underground. Right, like right, we just see them like that's walking amazing. On the sand. That like
no,
and then they I edit the show to make it look like that. But I'm not like watching them like in the sand.
But you don't
like,
know until they're there on the show. Or do you know beforehand that they're going to be there?
No, you know what? If I remember correctly, because again, this was a long time ago. If I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure that they kept talking to my ex, who was really not actually my ex. He was literally a guy like I hooked up in college. Yeah. Like, cry me a fucking river.
Right.
Wow. And if I remember correctly, they were like, they had told him, we actually really like you and we want to keep you on our roster for like another upcoming show. So I think that we were under the impression that he was being cast for something else. Because this is like the MTV days.
Yes.
Where they were coming out. Yep. They were pumping out these shows. Are You the One? X on the Beast. They had everything. So
I used to watch it. I remember.
Yeah. So I think that they were kind of making it seem like they were going to scout him for a different show. And then I left. So then we no longer had communication. Oh. And then they were like, you're coming here.
Right. Got it. Wow. That's crazy. So what's like one thing you've learned from being on a reality TV show?
Well, you very much learn about like specifically reality TV. Like you learn how much like they can manipulate things and it makes you watch reality TV from a complete, like you'll never watch reality TV the same if you have done it.
Really?
Because the thing is people are like, oh, it's scripted. It's fake. It's not scripted. Mm-hmm. They cannot script you. They can't say, like, you have to say this or do that.
Right,
like,
right.
You say what you say. However, they can easily manipulate. And it's, like, the craziest things. For example, I could give you two examples. One, I was talking about a girl that I was not friends with at all. We didn't speak to each other at all. I was talking about her outfit or something.
Right.
And they took me saying a girl who I am friends with, her name. They took me saying her name from a different sentence and put it in that sentence and made it like I was talking about my friend.
Oh, that's dirty.
So
that's
then it was like on Twitter, like, oh, but you're besties with her. But you're and I'm like, how many times can I explain myself that like I wasn't talking about her? Which also sucks the fun out of watching the show.
Yeah.
If I go back every single time and explain this was not like that and this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing was a very similar thing. I was talking about I was talking about a boy who I was friends with lightheartedly. I was like, he's the conductor of the Hot Mess Express because he was dealing with two girls at once. Struggling. Right. And like he was my friend makes and sense. It wasn't like a malicious statement.
Right. You were just.
Then they took the girl that I was like beefing with. Like we were like both like the same guy.
Right, right.
Made me say her name in that and took my face. They used my voice, but they didn't show my face. Because if you saw my face, you would see that I was like laughing and smiling. Right. So they just used my voice, didn't show my face so that it sounded like I was saying it in a mean way. And I'm like,
I feel like I would get in so much trouble if I went on TV.
I was like just so angry that after. Like when the finale aired, because we were supposed to get a reunion and we didn't get a reunion.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. I don't really. You know what? Like, I feel like reunions now are a must.
Oh, yeah.
But back then it was like the first season of something. Yeah. I don't know
how. Well, it was 2018 it aired.
Yeah. And so I filmed literally 2 hours and I put on my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Part one for an hour, part two for an hour. Wow. I went episode
good
by episode.
And like to clear your name.
Because I was so mad.
I would have been mad, too.
I was so mad because I'm like, don't make me look like that when, like, that's not me. Even, like, you know, with the girl, it's like we could not get along over the guy. But, like, I'm not a shit talker.
Yeah.
So don't do that. So that, like, annoyed me.
No,
that but, like, they had to do that because I was not talking shit about her. So they're like, how can we hate drama if you're not going to talk shit?
Yeah.
Which is also why producers didn't like me because I was never giving them what they wanted.
Oh, really?
Which other people are okay with being the villain.
Yeah.
So they'll say the crazy thing just because they want camera time. Yeah. And they're like, bring me back season two. Yep. And I did not care.
Yeah.
They tried to cast me on another show after that. And
oh,
I was
really?
Like, never.
What show did they, do you remember?
Oh.
Wait, what show?
Let me tell you something.
Do we know?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. I need to hear it.
They called me to try to cast me on a show that they said, trust us, you're going to love this. And you're going to feel like you have like your redemption arc from the last one. Like you're going to be like important and this and that. And like they really like get you. So, of course, I started to consider it. And I'm like, okay, like the way that they painted this picture, they were like, trust me, we are, they were like, we're actually in the middle of filming. They were like, but we want to bring you in now as like the big bomb that drops. Like, oh my God.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to get my moment. Like, I'll get even more followers. Like, yay me.
Right.
And 2 days before, I was like waiting on my plane ticket, whatever. I think they were like just finalizing booking details. And I was like getting all, I had reached out to Lulu's, all like fashion brands. I'm like, I was just on this show. I'm about to be on another show. Send me
they stuff.
They all sent me boxes and boxes and boxes of clothes.
Right.
And then right before I was about to leave, E! News had released and like put it out there that they were filming Vinny and Pauly D's dating show.
Oh my God.
And I screenshotted it and I sent it to them and I said, is this the show that you're sending me to?
Yeah.
She didn't answer. She sent me a thumbs up. Not, she couldn't say like yes or no. Shit. And I said, no, I'm not going.
By the way, do you know Vinny from being Staten Island?
I don't. Everyone says that. Oh, and I don't. And I have nothing bad to say about these guys, but like, no, thank you.
Everyone thinks he looks like him.
A little bit.
Oh. Okay.
No, thank you.
I have to say though, I would say that you're like a much more handsome person. Thank you. That's not. He's not.
Let's bring
him
back.
Not, let's keep talking about that. Yeah. No, he's not. He's. They're not bad looking. He's not bad looking by any means. Right. But like, you are more manly looking.
Oh, thank you.
He's blushing.
Manly.
And and they're not manly men to me. So I was like, over my dead body, am I going to compete with women for a guy that like friends of mine have slept with? Yeah. Fucking right. Like, no, thank.
Yeah, so I was
like,
I'm not going.
I have a little bit of integrity. So I did not.
How long were you on the beach for when you were there?
I was in Hawaii for 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh,
I missed Thanksgiving.
Wow.
It was during Thanksgiving.
They give you a
which
phone?
Was fine.
Were you
I was
able
like,
to use your cell phone and stuff? Or no.
I got my phone back to like, my phone like was glitching, like trying to turn it.
Really? Yeah. Wait, for 5 weeks?
Yeah. And one of those weeks, you're in isolation because you have to
I would
like,
not do well.
That was when I first discovered the word quarantine.
Quarantine.
Oh. So COVID was like triggering. I'm like,
quarantine. Like another one?
Yeah, so I was in a hotel for a week, no phone, by myself with like 5 channels to
Are
choose
you
from
kidding
on TV.
Me?
Yeah.
Here I am, like, I want to be on TV.
And literally,
like, no.
She wants to go on Squid Games.
I do.
The
challenge. Oh, I would love to do that, too.
We should try out together.
I know. You know what? I, like, got an email. Once you, like, are on the roster, you, like, get an email about, like, casting for things. So I got an email about that, and I was, like, starting to fill out the application, but it was long. I didn't have to do all that stuff. So I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
It's okay. If they want me, they'll find me.
Right.
I'm like, I am literally not
filling
this
out. Well,
now that
you're on, the roster of, like...
Yeah, I get things
TV.
All the time for like, what's the court shows and whatever. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Court shows. I'm like, no, I'm perfectly okay.
Do you
want
to sue this person?
Yeah, right.
But it's when like, I saw that, I'm like, ooh, interesting. And I started and then I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, no.
Like, do you want my social security number? Like, what? This is insane.
Yeah.
So I did not fill it out.
Well, she has a friend that was on it. Squid Game just
I
recently.
I do, yeah.
And then how
oh
long
my God,
were they
I
there
have
for?
A friend that was on it too.
Wait, really?
Which from season one.
Oh, okay. So he was just on the most recent one. Nick. What number? I forget what
was
number
he
was.
Like,
I don't know.
It, like,
he wasn't it. He didn't really get a lot of airtime.
Okay.
But he made it far. He made it to top 40, which is...
Is that
really good?
Okay.
Yeah, because there's how many? 300.
I actually do not spoil because I didn't watch yesterday.
Okay, well,
yesterday's the finale, right?
You're ahead of us.
No, we haven't watched the whole thing.
I'm all the way up to the finale.
Yeah, no,
oh, okay. We have two more episodes.
Yeah, I watched all the way up to, I think, yesterday the finale came out.
But
I've been busy decorating my house for Christmas.
Oh, yes. I saw that. The Nutcrackers. Love that.
Wait, the food looks, is it real? Is that a real thing?
And he said in the morning they give him porridge.
Yeah, no, that's,
and
they eat it every day on the show.
He says it's terrible.
But, like, they don't give them other food? Like, how is that humane?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this is jail. He's like, the beds are terrible.
Yeah.
The food is awful.
I saw on TikTok that they were saying, like, every day people got eliminated. So they had to keep rotating the beds according to how many people were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no one found the bed they previously slept in.
Mm-hmm.
So they were sleeping in some...
No, they don't get paid.
I would have been like, eliminate me.
Because we
they don't get paid,
There's no way they're paying 456
No,
people.
No, they don't get
there's
paid.
There's no way. Mm-mm. We got paid.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, we got paid.
Okay.
Did, okay.
But was it like...
Did you know beforehand what you were going to get? Or
But all of the other people from shows had management and they like negotiated their deals.
Okay.
I remember that I got like $1,000 a week. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Meanwhile, they were getting like $5,000.
Right? You were like just out of college. That's great.
I wasn't making $1,000 a week. Yeah. So I was like, this is great for me. But all these people that knew better, they're like, you know, you have more. So they were making
Did you make more as like you kept going on each episode? Because I know some TV, like reality TV is like that.
I think if you went back for season two, maybe then you would have like gotten paid more than you did for season one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So I'm blinded by your ring. Congratulations. You just got married. Oh my God. It's
congrats.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, love really
that.
Nice.
So I want to talk about that and being a bride and the whole spiel of being you're a 2025 bride.
Yeah, I am.
So I do have some questions for you.
Ooh, okay.
What's your best piece of advice for future brides?
You know what? Do the short engagement if you can, because you know that saying that's like you could give someone 30 days to clean their house, or you could give them 3 hours. They're going to take the 30 days or the 3 hours. Mm-hmm. They're just going to do it like slower. Like that's how I feel. Like I feel like unless it's like a financial thing, if that's the case, forget what I'm saying. If you have the finances to do what you're doing, there is literally no reason to be engaged 2.5 years and this and that. Like it at the end of the day, my mindset was always like it's a party. And I would have been fine with a very, very, very small wedding. My husband, that was not an option because even at the very small end, like he has a big family.
Yeah. So I'm like, laughing because that's like I have a big family.
Yeah, it's just like it's unfortunately not possible unless you're like eloping. Because once you start saying, okay, we'll have 50 people, then it's like, how do you choose who those 50 people are? Yeah. So that was not an option. And then, you know, so we were like, all right, we'll have the wedding. Obviously, there is going to have to be a cutoff at some point. I didn't have everyone I've ever been friends with. And like we had a... For a New York, New Jersey wedding, we actually had a small wedding.
How many people do you have?
We had like less than 200 people.
Okay. Yeah, but that's decent. Right. That's really... Right.
Because I mean, I go to New Jersey weddings, especially my friends that are like Armenian and they're like
400 people.
Yeah. Right. So when I say less than 200, some people are like, that's a big wedding. I'm like,
but not compared to Italian.
Yeah. It's still like, so I think we were like 190, let's say.
Oh, yeah. That's big though.
Yeah. It was like, big, but not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel big either. It didn't feel like tons and tons of people. Like, I felt like I knew every face. Excuse me. I feel like I knew every face that I saw.
Oh, that's good.
Which is, like, what I wanted it to feel like. That was the thing is, like, I don't want to meet people at my wedding.
Yeah.
So, oh, I know. Like, oh, this is my mother's
and I'm like, I'm sorry. The night goes too fast. I don't have time for that. Yeah. So my thing was just... you know, I wanted to just do it. So we got engaged in December of 2024. And then a lot happened so quickly after that because then it was Christmas. Yeah. Like we got engaged right before Christmas. Then it was Christmas. Then we went away for New Year's. Mm-hmm. Then we came back. Then it was my birthday. We went away for my birthday. And then we moved in together.
Okay.
So February 28th, the last day of February is when we booked our wedding because everything was so busy before. Right. We didn't even look right after we got engaged. So we gave it like a month and a half. Started looking, last day of February, we booked the wedding and we booked it for October. So that's a short window from February to October. By March 14th, I gave myself 2 weeks. I booked every single vendor.
Wow.
Photo, video, every single thing. Anything after that was just icing on the cake type stuff. But like the most important things, photo, video, whatever, even my dress, I got in March, like everything was done by March.
And you got it out of the way.
I got it out of the way. And like me, like I didn't want to be that like, Bridezilla, everything has to be perfect. I was like, I have my vendors booked, and like from there, like it was I literally don't care. Yeah, like everyone's like, wait for the stress, wait for this. It never came.
That's good.
It obviously it depends on who you are as a person, but like I don't know, I don't get like that. So I actually talked about this on TikTok a few times. Like
I don't
feel stressed, and even if I do, because when it gets really really close to the wedding and that last minute thing, you have to like finish a lot of stuff all at the same time. Even when like that's happening at the height of it, I'm like, what a privilege to be stressed by this.
Right.
Which might sound so like, oh, please.
No, but it's
like,
true.
It's true. I was dying to get married and like, and then it happened, and I'm like, now I'm going to complain about it? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's like all we ever dream about when we're young. Like,
and so many people tell you like, I bet you can't wait for it to be over. I'm like, I want to like stay in this moment for like as long as I possibly can. Like I was in no rush for it to be over. I was so sad that it's over. And like, I think about it all the time.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
You did. All the pictures. I love them.
Thank you.
Oh, and that's another thing I wanted to ask. Like, what's, if someone's a content creator, and I always see content creators who are brides and they take all these videos and I'm like, how do they have the time? So what's like a tip? Like, how did you do that?
You don't have the time.
Okay.
So, so that's the thing that, again, I didn't want to let myself stress about anything before, during, after. Yeah. So I had a content creator. Okay. Which is, you know, like the wedding content creators are, like the people who just come with an iPhone. And So like I felt good knowing that all the behind the scenes stuff, like I still don't have my professional photo and video. Like I don't have that stuff yet. But from the content creator with the iPhone, I got it the next day.
You got it the next day. Okay.
So like I felt good knowing that like everything that I wanted to post on TikTok or Instagram, whatever, like was going to be captured. And that was that. In the morning getting ready, I filmed like a bunch of befores, like for TikTok transitions.
Right.
Didn't finish any of them.
Oh, really?
No, am I going to lose sleep over it? Like, no, I can't. And so I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like I, so when I see.
Well, you want to enjoy the day.
When
too.
I see them do the before and afters of the transitions, I'm like, how? Because where did everybody else go? Because once you're ready, the photographer and videographer are up your ass. Well, we got to go here. We got to go there.
Exactly.
So I'm like, how did you do it?
No, that's what I'm wondering. Because I see all these like influencers, they like with all these different before and afters. And I'm just like,
no,
don't you want to enjoy your wedding?
They have multiple. It's one thing if you did one.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a plethora.
No, it's and like, I'm just it's like more than 15. And I'm like, no, I don't. Did you go to your wedding? Yeah. I don't understand.
No, I don't understand either. But like, that's another thing is like, I think a lot of people would lose sleep over not getting those videos. Yeah. I just like, I didn't stress anything.
Well, that's good. Because at the end of the day, it's your wedding. You want to enjoy it.
I enjoyed thoroughly the entire process. And I think that that's like, I don't know if that's a tip. Like, enjoy it. Like, I don't know if that's a tip, but, like well, bring yourself down to earth. Like, it's not the end of the world. It is a party. Of course you want everything to be, like, perfect and great and whatever. But, like, a lot of things are out of your control.
That's true.
So what are you going to do about it? Control the controllables. And if you can't control it, then, like,
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Who cares? Does it actually matter at the end of the day? Because no, it does not matter that I did not get the transition TikTok. I don't care.
Exactly. In the planning like stage, is there anything you regret or you would suggest not doing?
Regret or suggest not doing? No. I think that I did everything really well, to be honest, because I was very efficient with my time. Yeah. Like I did everything really quick. I also hired a day of coordinator, which I think helps a lot because
she said that was like
something
you did
a lot of admin. So like a lot of the time, like if I needed like a certificate of insurance from a vendor or whatever, like she did that.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, that's fabulous. Like,
so you would suggest getting
one. Oh, 100%. I definitely suggest it.
Take notes, Steve.
I don't have a pen. I'll watch it
Mental
back.
Mental notes.
I'll watch it back.
Yeah, watch the episode back. And you know what? Like, I didn't ask for anyone's fucking opinion
about anything. Yes.
And so that, to me, is like, that's where things get messy is when it's like you involve mom, mother-in-law, this one, that one. No, I just do what you want. I just did it. Like I barely involved my
husband. Did you set those
standards
in the beginning? Like, I don't want your advice.
You know
what?
No, I didn't have to because I think people know how I operate.
Okay, right.
So it was more of like, let me know if you need anything. You know, because I think if people know like how you are and whatever, like, and I'm lucky because I have like two, like my side, his side, like they're good. Like both was like, no one wants to get in the way. Just let me know if you need anything.
Right.
Let me know if you want me to come with you to that appointment. Let me know if you need. I'm good. Like, and no, like as far as I know, I would say that they are not offended. You know, my mom knows how I am. Like, I'm very independent. And yeah, like realistically, the only person who I ever had conversations with pre-booking or planning or whatever was my husband, and even he didn't really give a shit. So it's like, which is nice.
Did he come with you to like eat the cake and stuff?
We actually didn't have that.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
really?
My venue doesn't do stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Pleasantdale Chateau.
Oh, yes.
They're like,
beautiful.
Shit,
I've been
the
there.
Like, they
beautiful.
Don't. I want to go as a guest.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever been?
Where's that?
As
Staten Island?
No, it's in Jersey. Actually.
No.
Yeah. It's where they filmed Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah, fun fact.
Fun fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, the place is
beautiful.
Did you
watch the movie?
I did, yes.
So the whole scene with like Travis Kelce as the waiter.
Oh, really? That's all in there.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even like the immediate first opening scene when they're walking up the front stairs to get into the place, that's the venue.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I've been for a wedding. Oh, here. We got
I'm dying.
All right, say that again. Yeah. Repeat that.
Go ahead. Taking notes for future engagement and wedding.
But yeah, and you know what? Like, it's always like mixed things of like if your husband will care, won't care. Joe was like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Some things he cared about.
Okay.
Other things he
did not
care.
What were like the
care.
Things he cared about? Just curious.
He cared, of course, about like the music. Yeah, I feel like the music, like everyone.
What did you guys, what do you have, band or DJ?
At first we both were like band.
Right.
We just want a band.
Then a couple of components.
The band that I wanted that I was like dead set on having
started
at $20,000.
Oh my god.
All right, $20,000.
So I was like, you know what? And to top it off is like I'm also very, like, we're big on our music. Like, we love,
so
like, all, like, the disco and the dance music. Like, I want to hear that song. I don't want to hear you singing that song.
Got it.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't sound right, like,
well, that's the thing, you know?
So it was easy to say, that price is too much. Like, if it was, like, the right price, I could have been...
Like, okay, let's think about it.
But once I really thought about it, I'm like, to spend that much, and like, I'm not even going to hear Raina sing the song. I'm going to hear this woman sing Raina's song. Like, I don't want that.
No, I get that.
So we went with that same company, and we did a hybrid. So we had the DJ playing the tracks, but then we had drums, saxophone, guitar.
Oh, yeah, the sax.
It was like all the instruments.
I like that.
And and a live singer, so that while we sat down, he sang. Like, while we sat down to eat dinner...
He sang
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Michael
Bublé.
So that was nice because we still had that live music.
That is nice.
Like we had the instruments and then we had the singer, but yet we also, when we were dancing, got our songs.
Yeah, that's
so
really nice.
That was nice.
I love that. That's cool. Well,
then I saw that you went on your honeymoon.
Yes.
And you took a shit ton of pictures. What is your husband? Is he like sitting there like taking pictures of you? Or
you know what?
Well, he's probably used to it, right?
He actually has gotten really good at it.
Okay.
But also, pro tip, I took a tripod.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I always
so
bring a tripod.
So, like, some of the pictures, like, he might not even have taken. It might have just been me with my tripod.
All right, tripod.
And you know what? Like, you're on vacation for 2 weeks. You're getting dressed up every day. I'm going to stop people every single day, every single effort. We need to take 15 minutes before every single dinner to have someone take a picture.
Yes.
And then they suck at taking the pictures.
Yeah.
So then it's like, can you do this? Can you do that? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
What I do is I put out my tripod. I make him stand there. And I'm like, I set it up. I'm like, okay, you're good.
Right.
And I set the timer and then I go.
Oh, that's
we
nice.
We take it together. And
yeah,
then we,
so he's not
five
like,
minutes and we don't have to bother anybody.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And you know how many people stop me and say,
can
that's
I take
such
a
good,
oh.
No. They're like, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because people like are embarrassed to do that. But then when they see you efficiently getting shit done, they're like, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, I'll send you the link.
No,
I'll get it. I'll
give you my Amazon link. Sending you my Amazon link now.
Link in bio.
No, but it is true because how many times do you give it to a person and like
it's
your
terrible.
Head's
awful,
cut off?
Awful.
And you're like,
or it's like the whole, like I wanted the background and I see all of the ground. I'm like, there was a mountain behind me and I'm looking at the concrete.
Yeah.
And you
like,
look at it, you're like, oh yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And then my husband gets mad at me because I'll say, oh, it's okay. Because I surprisingly, like, he's more of the one to be like, make sure you get a good picture because, like, I just can't be bothered with people. So I'm like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And then he's like, you should have just told you to take it again.
I'm
like, how long?
No,
I'm
like you, though. I don't want
to
ask
again. I'm like, I am not going to say to this elderly woman, can you back up and lift this and do that? I'm not going to do that. But he's like, but then you're going to be mad if you don't get a good picture. And I'm like, it's fine.
The tripod. That's the answer.
Exactly.
Bring the tripod, guys. That's smart. Next time we, even when we go to New York, I'm bringing it.
Just
bring it.
Or you know what I do too? The Octo Buddy on the phone. I'll stick it, like, especially in New York, this works really well. You stick it to like the wall or the glass, and then you can
just
take a picture.
My phone slides down. I don't know why.
Oh, really? You
but
gotta get
I have the Octo
good.
Buddy that like sticks to the window, but then the inner side is a magnet and it sticks to my phone. Is it supposed to be
you gotta get
on
the
both
one,
sides?
I don't have my phone. But you gotta get the one that sticks.
Well, mine sticks to the wall.
Like, yeah, this is
no,
actual...
it's like that. Oh, but then really? What's on the other side?
No, nothing. It's actually sticky. Like it's
oh yeah, you but I don't want case. That commitment.
I know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I'm not.
You gotta be committed to the Octobody.
Yeah,
I
don't want that. Sorry, I don't want that commitment.
It is a commitment.
I like the one that just click. But yeah. then it's like I'll see my phone but slowly then it's like, going down. So, I'm like running for the phone.
This doesn't slide. That it's stuck there. But it is what it is.
And clip this.
Yeah. Right. We'll add an Amazon link for the Octobody.
You'll get a whopping $0.03 for each one. Literally.
That's it. Literally nothing. It is.
Amazon's like, you sold 100 products. You got $3.
No,
like,
really. Thanks. I know. But you kind of feel good when it happens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, someone's buying something. And then Steve will be like, well, how much you get? I'm like, $1.
It's not the point. The point is I'm influential.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's all that matters. Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. Well, moving on to our unhinged advice column. You do something similar. You do Dear Victoria.
Yes, I do.
But we call it unhinged advice.
Ooh, okay.
So this one came to us in a email. So we'll start off. Hey guys, I need your advice. I've been dating my boyfriend for about 10 months and everything was fine until his mom accidentally slipped at a family barbecue and asked if he ever told me about his fiance. I was like, fiance, what? Turns out he proposed to his ex 2 years ago. She said no, and he never mentioned it to me because he didn't think it counted. The worst part is he still has the engagement ring and says he's keeping it just in case he needs it again one day. Am I crazy for thinking that's completely insane? I feel so weird knowing a rejected ring is sitting in his drawer and he thinks that's normal. What do I do?
Oh, my God. That's awful. First of all, is that like the mom didn't slip because she specifically said did she know?
Yeah.
So you know that there's a 50-50 chance that she does she or that does, on purpose. Does not know. So it's not like she happened to slip and say, oh, his ex-fiance. She said specifically, does she know?
Yes.
So awful mother-in-law off the bat.
Yeah.
I'm not into that woman.
I know.
Because it's like, sabotage. If you're thinking, does she know or does she not know? You ask him that in private.
Yeah.
You don't say that in front of her.
She was clearly trying to start something.
A slip-up is just like saying it in conversation. Oh, his ex-fiance.
Yeah.
You know? So let's block that.
Let's block that. Get that out of the way. Mother-in-law, we do not like.
But no, I mean that would never. I would have broken up with him. That's like
That's bad.
I don't know if that's unhinged or hinged.
No,
or whatever,
that's.
But
we
I
like
would have
that.
Been like,
we
no.
That.
First of all, that is so weird that you didn't know, and it does count because you were down on your knee and you asked.
Yeah.
So like a proposal is a proposal, no matter what the response was.
Yeah, he should have told you.
I mean,
upfront.
You don't keep the engagement ring just in case
one
day. Come on, you got to get a new one.
No.
Sell
Come
that
on.
Shit.
Yeah. get rid of one. That's bad juju.
Yeah, sell that
get
shit.
Get rid of it.
And also, the bigger question is why did she say no?
I know. Yeah. We don't know, though. Because then
why did she?
Well,
we would
that,
ask some questions.
The mother-in-law.
Maybe the monster-in-law.
Yeah, like, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I
not.
I don't like that at all, and I would be so skeptical.
Especially you've been dating for 10 months.
10 months. Mm-hmm. In 10 months, he's never something. Once
no,
found it.
No, you need to at least, like, on the third date, I feel like, tell that.
100%. Have you ever seen The Bachelorette? They would have told it, like, on their first one-on-one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was previously
Well, like, it's all
this.
About being honest. Like, look, I was engaged before. This is what happened.
Everyone comes with baggage.
Exactly.
So, like, what does your baggage look like?
Exactly.
And that's that. So why are you trying to hide your baggage?
Exactly.
I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like withholding very important information.
All right, so
exactly.
Because we talk about this, about, like, how long into the first date should you talk about, or how long into the dating should you talk about if you want kids or if you... What else?
If you want kids and you want to get married. Okay.
How many dates
ask her
in?
First date.
Yeah, thank you. I say that too.
Why would I even go on
exactly.
a second date with you if we were not on
That's
the same page?
That's what I say.
Well, I told her.
And
is
Steve
because...
says something else.
Let's hear it. He's a guy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Come on, handsome Vinny. Vinny, whatever his last name is.
Because there could be times where somebody that you're dating makes you change your mind on what you want. Because you... probably don't
want
see
it with that person.
Yeah, want it with that person. So there could be times where you're like, you know what? I just want to be a bachelor. I don't want to do anything. I just want to play the field until you actually meet that person. And you're like, all right, now I could see myself committing to that. Right. So that's
all right,
my.
Well, how long do you need for that?
What?
Like, how long?
No,
I think guys
ask,
know immediately.
I think so too.
I say maybe you ask on a
That's
on the third
a good
date.
Question.
My point is, like, get to know the person first. Don't go into it heavy handed, like, all right.
do you want kids? Do you want this? Do you want that? Like, hold on, let me just get to know you a little bit first. Right. That's what I'm
no.
saying.
No. 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 You lost me.
You wanna?
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you.
He's like, I am not in this. No, I could not disagree more. If a man told me that he like might want to be a bachelor and like what I'd
then there would be no there would never,
but that's not my point. My point is just like you don't sometimes they think they're going to be a bachelor forever until they meet that one person that makes them change their mind.
Totally.
That's what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. Totally. Right, like, but we don't have much time. I'm in my
30s. Yeah, yeah. No, it depends. Yeah. And it also like, okay, so say that you're like, oh, I met the girl, whatever. Then what would you say then on that first date? If that was a conversation, what are your thoughts on? Yeah. If you're like, this girl might be it, like what would you say then? Like, you know what? Yeah, I just met you, but I think you might
bring
be
it up,
one.
Though. That's my point.
But
just
I
get
brought
to know
it. Okay, our first date, I brought it up.
And what did I say?
You said yeah.
Yeah, I said yeah, but I'm talking about somebody who was like, yeah.
Okay, you're talking about somebody who doesn't
this
feel
is a
like
perfect
that.
Case
I think
study
because
here.
He's thinking about one of his friends.
Yeah.
I know what he's thinking.
He's like, I'm not speaking for myself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because he told me he was never doing it again because he was married
but
before.
But then he met somebody.
And then he met somebody and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the first date, he would have said no. Right to that girl, mm-hmm. But then he's like, "Oh shit, maybe I should."
No,
think about
listen.
That.
Like, everybody is different, and I'm like also just like being joking as well because I know that everyone is different.
Yeah,
and there are also girls who aren't as like the way that I was. Like I 100% was like, I need to know these things because I will not.
That's how I was.
I will not even answer your text message if it's going to be a waste of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was extremely important because I was extremely intentional about dating. And I feel like I was single for a very long time and I dated a lot of guys, good, bad, all different experiences. But I was really, really intentional. I was not inviting anybody over my house, nor was I going to anybody's house. Like I was super like, let me just see how this person is. I used to say it on TikTok all the time. No house dates until he's your boyfriend. Don't even think about sleeping with him. Like all these things because I'm like, if you're only if you're being really serious about like trying to meet a husband, you know, like if you're having fun and you're okay with seeing where things go, fine.
Yeah.
I was never okay with seeing where things go. Like you had to be serious about me and I felt that he was serious about me like.
No, that's
beginning.
How I felt. That's how I was. That's why I asked you all those questions on the first date.
Yeah. But I still don't think you were ready either. Like you were just.
No, I was ready. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm ready now.
Let's finish this conversation off the record.
She's ready now.
No, I was like, I was not like, it was just not even an option.
I get that.
I was so like, I did drill him, but also like, I think. If you have, I always say compatibility is most important, but you also have to have chemistry.
Oh,
I do say chemistry is never more important than compatibility because chemistry can only get you so far. You can have this great sexual this and that or just great banter, whatever, flirty. But like if you can't agree or you're not aligned in life, that will not matter. Mm-hmm. However, then on the other end too, it's like you could be extremely compatible with someone and just see like get a friend vibe.
Right.
You could be like, why am I not like you know when like
totally.
You like someone and you're like
I don't
wanted
kiss
to like
him.
Them. Yeah, but you're like, damn, like so it could go that way too. I think you have to have both. And because we had those conversations and we were super compatible and on the same page, but it didn't feel interviewy because we were we had that chemistry and like I felt like we were so like it was the whole picture.
Right.
So I think that is important too. Because
you're
not just like going out with a guy, drilling him with questions, went back and forth, and then you go and you're like, I felt great about that.
No, no.
Like
it has
that's
to happen
not
naturally.
Yeah, that's not and if you don't feel like if you don't like we did kiss on the first date, which was like a thing I used to be like, I will never kiss a guy on the first date. But it was like, we were like magnetic.
Right.
So I feel like if you have that, then why would you
deny you stop it?
Yeah, why would you not? And so
like just have fun with it at that point.
Yeah, before that, I went a really, really long time with like without ever kissing a guy. Because I'm like, I'm not going to just kiss a guy. But I think all of that led to the whole thing of if you know, you know. And like I just had that feeling and I knew. And so when you feel it, you have to go for it.
No, it's true.
And you didn't move in with him until you were engaged?
Until we were engaged.
How was that? like moving.
What's happening
like
here?
Living, no.
Do you
no,
guys
no.
live together?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay,
because we're not engaged yet.
We're older
I saw
than
the
you.
Eye contact, so
no,
I was like,
older
well,
than
I was
you.
Like, what is he getting at?
No,
here?
I was gonna say like, how was
yeah,
it?
No, no,
like,
no.
Because
yeah,
you
yes.
guys were together, and now all of a sudden you're engaged, and you live together. You'd be like, oh shit, did I make a mistake?
No,
here?
Well, you know what? I actually had spoken about this on my podcast because that was a big question too. Was like, because I feel like that's a big thing on social media. Like, do you live together?
Right.
And like, it's a very like, there's two opposite ends of the spectrum. The way I was initially raised was you don't even live together until you're
oh,
married.
Oh, same. My mom was like
not even
happy.
Engaged. Yeah. Like you have to be married. Right. So I actually grew up with that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But then I happened to be like the black sheep of the family and I was a lot more independent. And like, I'm the only person in my family who went away to college. And then I'm the only person who actually moved out, not with someone, but I just moved out of mm-hmm. my parents' house. I moved to Florida. I lived in Tampa. I lived in Miami. Then I moved to Jersey. Like I lived in all different places.
Right.
Yeah.
On my own. And so that did like broaden my horizons or like open my mind a little to like maybe I would live with a boyfriend because mm-hmm. I am so independent and I did get out of, you know, like the nest, whatever you call it. Like
right.
Maybe I would. And I also had seen so many friends because I was single throughout all of this. I had seen so many friends go through relationships and breakups and relationships and breakups. And I was like, maybe I would need to live with someone first because
right.
like maybe you
yeah.
would need to know.
Yeah.
But then as I got older and even more like mature and even mm-hmm. more like firm in my standards and whatever, I was like, I'm not playing house with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
there's so much for me, there is so much that goes into taking care of not only yourself, but then another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's for me personally, everyone's different. Mm-hmm. I was like, there is no way that I'm doing that with someone that I might not even marry.
Yeah.
So once I'm like, wait, I have so much laundry and I live by myself. And when I started dating, when I started dating Joe, every now and then he would sleep over. And
right.
that one sleepover left my house like a mess.
Wait,
I'm like,
yeah.
we're
guys,
not doing this full
time. Do you guys
share
a bathroom?
We do.
It's awful, right?
Well, yeah. But we do have two bathrooms.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
we do have two bathrooms,
we
share our primary, like,
okay.
bathroom.
I say if we get a house together, we're getting two separate bathrooms.
Okay.
We
have it now, but
we don't use the same bathroom. Because I probably would break up with him if we had to share.
It's no,
bad. It's not that bad.
It's bad.
Yeah. No,
it's a guy's bathroom.
No, it is. But I'm the one who like cleans up after him all the time, which is
mm-hmm.
perfectly fine because he's out from 5 o'clock in the morning working all day. So
right.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would never have done it.
I get that.
If we were not
right.
engaged.
I get that.
And also I do think that in my opinion, like I knew people say you don't know how someone is until you live with them. That could be true for
mm-hmm.
some people if someone's like masking. But,
yeah.
like, we were so, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I felt
how
like,
I feel, too. Like, I felt like I knew you
yeah,
before
like nothing,
I moved in.
Nothing was shocking
yeah.
when we moved in. Like, when we moved in together,
unless
was
they
like,
do some, like, weird fetish,
yeah,
you're like,
no.
oh, shit.
No,
yeah.
for us, it, got,
yeah,
for us, it
some,
even got better.
Yeah, it
yeah.
did, actually.
Yeah, if there's yeah. some hidden discovery,
it's,
sure.
It's awesome. Like,
but that also has nothing to do with living with this person. That has to do with this person being a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. yeah.
So, like, that's one thing. But, like, for us, it's like, what, surprise, he's dirty.
like that's not new.
Yeah, like that, you know, so nothing was shocking.
Right.
Yeah.
What you just said, like it got better. Like, I love living together.
Yeah,
like,
and that's the thing. You
so,
love living with your best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so people
fun.
Are like, why don't you want to go out? I just don't want to go out.
No,
wanna
you
want to
stay in.
But you know what? Like for me, because I lived alone for so
mm-hmm.
long, like I was big on like girl dinner. Like I
oh,
didn't.
I am too.
I
though.
Was like lucky if I even ate. Like, I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I literally would go to this, when I lived in Hoboken, I would go to this, like, cafe down the block and literally get their tiramisu dessert for dinner
sometimes. Oh, my
sometimes.
God. You sound,
like,
doesn't she sound like me?
That's all
that's
I
how
wanted.
I am.
And so, but now it's like, okay, now we live together.
Yeah,
I
you have
to
worry
make
about
a
them.
Protein. Even today, I'm like, I'm going to be out at dinner time. What would you like me to
eat? What is he eating today? What's
Joe
eating?
Hold on, here, write down.
Protein. Passing. No, actually, I did say to him, like, what do you want? And he was like, you know what? I'm just going to go eat by my parents' house. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that
See,
worked out.
Nice.
Because we have our parents nearby.
Oh, that's
so, like,
that's
he
nice.
Went to eat dinner at his parents, which worked out. But, like, other times when I've had, you know, things at night, like, I'll
yeah,
cook
you have
before
to worry
I go. And
about
people are
them.
Like, seriously? Like, you're not even home and you cooked for him before? I'm like, yeah, what am I going to make him starve? Oh, that's nice. Of Aww. Course.
Yeah. So I don't cook. Sorry. I can bake.
Okay, well, yeah. You don't have.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I'm like the only Italian.
That's not going to change anything. No. It's not going
to
change
No, anything. You right, have right? to. You have to.
Yeah, listen,
that
maybe.
That will not change
it
anything.
It will. You okay. don't know.
It, I know that everyone is different and likes yeah. different things, but this is just like what works for us. And right. like, it's crazy that like it's become controversial because God forbid I say on the internet that like I
no,
cook
but
and
that's
clean
nice.
And that he works. They're like, girl, like you
oh,
just set
on.
Women back 50
no.
years.
Yeah,
I'm like, no. really? But I like, love
you,
my life.
Yeah. I think if you enjoy doing that for your significant other, then
I do.
What is, yeah, exactly. What does it matter?
And you work and you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I
all.
Totally do. Yeah. I just have a different schedule. I right. work from home. I could work quite literally any hours that I want. Mm-hmm. Like,
and that's nice. Like, yeah. And that's the thing. He's home. No. So usually, and I'm hybrid, so usually he'll make dinner sometimes mm-hmm. because I get home late, which is nice.
He makes dinner sometimes, but on the other times, what do you do if you don't cook?
Well,
do you order food?
We order food or...
Oh, okay. See, we Let can't We you. Can't do that. We, yeah. we can't. We,
I
save,
know.
We save eating out for the weekend.
That's yeah. nice. I know. Yeah. We got to get on a schedule.
She goes, I'm
we'll
so
work
busy,
on it.
I can't do it. Look, she's very busy too.
Yeah, well,
No, I get it. I do. But that was why, for me, that was a thing where I'm like, I have so much going on in life. Unless we are seriously getting married,
mm-hmm. yeah.
no, not
yeah.
happening.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I want to do this future bride rapid fire
oh,
questions
okay,
real
okay.
quick, and then we'll wrap it up. A word to describe how you felt walking down the aisle.
Ooh, I felt. Is emotional a word?
Oh, yes.
Well, it's yeah. a word.
Yes.
But is it a word that
yes,
counts?
It counts.
I felt emotion. I did not. Let myself fully cry, but
okay.
my eyes like welled up with. I spent Aww. Way too much money on makeup to let myself
yeah,
cry, but my eyes like
that.
Welled up with tears. My dad was obviously next to me, and I could hear him like starting to
mm-hmm.
whatever. And Joe, it's on my. I have
yes,
posted
I saw
the video.
It. I saw
he
it.
Was fully crying.
Yes.
So I'm like, oh my god, I cannot. I just felt very emotional.
Yeah.
But like really good.
Oh, I love that. Okay, first look or wait till the aisle.
The aisle, 100%.
Love that. I like that too. Flowers or candles.
Candles.
Okay, and I listened to your podcast about this. She did all candles.
I didn't do any
at the reception.
At my reception.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
I like that.
And it looks so good.
You have
good.
To show him.
Yes, I will.
I was
did that
so...
save you money?
Yeah, I'm curious. Was it
you
about
know what?
The same?
Like, it wasn't like a money saver option.
No,
it was like
yeah,
what I
general,
really
yeah.
wanted.
No, it was beautiful.
I actually know people who spent $150,000 on florals.
Oh, shit.
I
well,
didn't,
florals are so expensive.
And then they
it's
died
insane.
2 days later.
But I did not, I never inquired. So I don't know
yeah.
what florals
yeah.
would have cost me
yeah.
for what I was doing.
No, but it looked so beautiful.
Yeah. yeah.
It looked.
That was
like
one of
I
the
want
things,
to do that now.
That was one of my things that I had to like prove to my husband because he was nervous. He was like, "The room's gonna
oh,
look so empty,"
really?
And I was like, "I promise
no,
you,
it
it's
was,
not."
It, like it looked so like upscale, classy, beautiful, romantic.
Thank you. I had the vision and I knew that
mm-hmm.
she was gonna execute it because you know
like
I,
now
I
want to do it. You influenced
do it,
me.
Do it. It definitely is not as expensive as florals if you're going above and beyond with florals.
Right.
Like I feel like you could go above and beyond with candles,
mm-hmm.
but above and beyond with florals will
yeah.
look like six
yeah.
figures. However, I never inquired about, so
right,
I really
right.
don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't like compare
but it was,
the prices.
It looks amazing.
But I just and that was one of those things. Like I said, with the music, it was also that he was afraid that the room was not going to look
mm-hmm.
weddingish, and
right.
I was like, I promise,
you gotta
it
trust
will.
Her. Yeah.
yeah. No, it looked,
yeah.
I have to show you because it looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm obsessed. Thanks for coming on. Do you have anything else that you want to give to the listeners?
Where
piece
to
of
find
advice?
You? Where to find
you? Yeah, where to find you. Tell us about your coaching. And
okay,
yeah.
yes. So I'm on social media everywhere at Victoria Persibelli, which is a new name.
New
I,
name.
I was Victoria Alario, so now you could find me there. And you'll have it.
I'll tell you how to spell it.
Yeah.
It's at VictoriaPersibelli. That's it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I got it.
We got it. Yeah. So I'm there on social media. So I did, in fact, make like my engagement and my bridal era and my wedding, like my entire personality for the past.
But I love that.
10
you have
months.
To.
So I think people forgot that like I actually do things.
No.
Because like I have the podcast out every single Monday. For the Girls is out every single Monday. even if I'm not like promoting it on TikTok mm-hmm. and saying like, go listen to the episode, like it's there.
And
so
do you do the flashback Friday every
flashback
Friday?
Flashback Friday is every Friday. Oh, so I every love, Monday is a new episode. Every Friday is a flashback Friday. And then, yeah, I actually just started taking client coaching clients again because I just signed up one yesterday because with the wedding and everything being so busy, one thing I will never be is someone who like cancels or is flaky. So I like make mm-hmm. sure I'm locked in when I'm doing that. But throughout the whole year, that's why I came out with, I launched a digital program, which is an 8-week program, but you could do it. It's digital. You could do it at your own pace. So it's eight modules.
That's nice. That's awesome.
Oh, cool.
And it was previously a group program. I used to run a group program on Sundays.
Oh, nice.
And then it was hard because who lives on Pacific time? Who lives on this? Who lives on that? So I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Let me make it accessible to everyone all the time. So I have the digital program. And then I launched the workbook, which is just 90 pages of, you know, prompts and whatever for you to fill out. So that's been kind of what the girls have been using all year. But now I'm back to one-on-one coaching. And, you know, I always call it confidence coaching, but it's not just like we get on and I'm like, here's how to be confident. Like, it's mm-hmm. not that simple. We talk about boundaries, relationships, dating, friendships, anything. Like, literally whatever, you know, you have going on in life, I help you essentially work through that. And what, like we said, getting you closer to your 2.0 self so that you do know how to handle conflict and confrontation and you do know how to handle like just anything, people, someone, you know, making backhanded compliments to you instead of it making you feel like shit, you're able to turn around and be like, what was your intention with that?
Oh, I love that.
You know, like what was,
no, you're
what
really
your
good at that.
There, you know?
You're really good Thank at like you. Turning it around. And so I highly recommend that you go check out her website. It's Victoria. Well,
it is Victoria. Okay, I was just going to ask you. Yeah. Maybe I should work on that, but it's still VictoriaLario.com.
Okay. Right. And that's A-L-A-R-I-O.
Yeah.
But definitely check the website out because I did and it's like, it's awesome. And just from talking to you for an hour, mm-hmm. like I want to take one of your coaching sessions. Right? Yeah. You're really good at what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate
So thank
that.
You so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. I had so much fun with the both of you.
I know, with Vinny, the Vinny lookalike.
Handsome Vinny.
We love Vinny.
You know SpongeBob when it's like handsome Squidward?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You're a handsome Vinny.
There we go.
There you
handsome
go.
Vinny. But thanks for coming back, guys. We will see you next month. Please make sure to subscribe, like, and comment. And you can always DM us as well. Bye, guys. Love you. Bye. Bye.